This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1593. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 1st, Afghanistan, Austria, Cambodia, Canada, Chad, China, Colombia, Cuba, Cyprus, Turkish, France, India, Iran, Israel, Japan, Madagascar, Mauritania, Morocco, Myanmar, Netherlands, North America, Pakistan, Peru, Poland, Romania, St. Helena, Sarawak, Sudan, USA, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The last 2 weeks, I believe, our first item was about Afghanistan, and so it is this week, because Radio Afghanistan has unexpectedly changed frequency. It had been on 6102, and we were lamenting it was still difficult to hear in North America, but as of November 27th, they moved to 7200. This was first noticed by Uli Bielmeier of the Intruder Watch Group in Germany, because, of course, that overlaps slightly into the European ham band, which goes up to 7200. And then the news was passed on by Mauno Riitola in Finland and Mike Barraclough in the UK. Transmission time is still 15:30 to 16:30 UT, more or less. The first half hour in English and the second in Urdu. Except the next day, the first half hour wasn't in English, as monitored by S. Hasegawa in Japan. It was in Pashto instead, but since then it's back in English for those who can hear it. Still not really making it to North America. Steve Lehr in Michigan and I hear a just barely audible carrier around 1530 on 7200, but it would not be identifiable even if there were not QR ham. We are pleased that although there is only a remnant left of shortwave broadcasting from Austria, part of it is occupied by classical music in their mornings, now coming in well in North America too on 6155. Around 0640 UT. The transmission is only from 06 to 0715. And there's only one other broadcast from Austria itself, although they relay many other stations, 09 to 935 on 17630 and or 18910, both of them registered. Niels Schiffhauer in Germany reports hearing the clandestine for Cambodia, Khmer Post Radio, via Palau, on 9960, November 30th, from 1200 to close down at 13 UT when they say, turn your radio out. In IRCA, Mike Brooker forwards a report from the National Post that Mississauga, Ontario will be getting a new station on 960 AM. The CRTC has approved it. It's to focus on Mississauga, which is often overshadowed by Toronto. Another story about this in the Wire report via Kevin Redding, ABDX, says the station's contours would strictly limit its signal to the Mississauga area, but neither story says how much power it would be running. In IRCA, David Faulkner points out that the two previous Ontario stations on 960 have long ago moved to FM, so there's plenty of room for it with considerable power. And furthermore, there's already a station on AM licensed to Mississauga, CJMR 1320, but they're now 100% ethnic. Media Network refers to a Globe and Mail story. A pro-CBC group goes to the mat against potential cuts. It's Friends of Canadian Broadcasting, which has a satirical website which is themed on wrestling in support of CBC. What if it were sold out to a wrestling promoter? Check www.friends.ca/smackdown/. Since November 18th at 0200, Bill Bingham in South Africa has been hearing another station on 6165 besides Zambia, which is not far from him. That station signs on sometime between 0230 and 0300, but what's already going at 0200? Well, it turns out to be Chad, which apparently has gone to an all-night, 24-hour schedule. And since reported by a number of others, of course, during much of that time. It's colliding with Radio Netherlands via Bonaire, also on 6165. Chad's sign-off used to be around 22:30, but Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard it still going past midnight 18 UT, November 25th. It was 40 hertz below, actually, 6165. Martin Throat in Netherlands reports Yunnan PBS, Kunming, China, on 7210, a rarely heard frequency, November 25th at 1340, with westernized pops. Now, Vietnam is also on 7210, but what he was hearing was not parallel to Vietnam on 5975. Mount Orijala confirms those findings. There was an ID in Vietnamese at 1157, and both are on exactly 7210. Rafael Rodriguez in Yumber Gaviria in Colombia point out there's a new article in English about two Finnish TXers who've just visited Colombia in search of QSLs by actually going to the stations, which did not reply by mail. But they also had a good time doing other things in Colombia, and the article is illustrated with lots of interesting photos. It's at www.dxing.info. Under articles, it's the Colombian Radio Photo Tour by Mika Mekelainen and Jim Solati. It's always something at Radio Havana, Cuba, something going wrong. Lately, the transmitter on 9540 has had problems in the mornings. First of all, it's rather weak and undermodulated, but sometimes there's been a hum even louder than the modulation. And on one occasion, November 28th, around 1500, it was putting out instead an extremely distorted blob with a buzz around 9517 to 9518. November 30th at 2305 on 6150. I was getting a poor signal with Flutter, playing pop music and talkovers in an unidentified language by the DJ. I can only assume it is Radio Bayrak in the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, as others have reported recently. They've lucked out in what appears to be a clear frequency, no adjacent or co-channel interference at this time. Mike Cooper reports another strike by RFI workers in France. The unions voted to begin a strike of undetermined length from 2300 UT Sunday, November 27th. A unanimous vote with one abstention, according to a statement posted at RFI Riposte, the website the strikers are running, which says no to the death of RFI, no to the merger of RFI and France 24 Television, maintain editorial independence, no to the siphoning of resources from RFI to France 24, keep the quality of programs and the broadcast methods, shortwave FM stations and satellite networks. RFI unions are calling for all merger efforts to stop until an appeals court renders its judgments. So we monitored RFI broadcasts after that. Still a few hours later, at 06:36 UT Monday of the 28th, the English broadcast was still going on 9765 with news instead of RFI Musique Fil, which is what happens during strikes on some, but not necessarily, all frequencies. A few hours later at 1410 UT, November 28th, 17690, the Spanish service was instead filled by music. The Media Network blog added on November 29th, there is an indefinite strike which began Monday at RFI. Formalities for the merger were due to be completed this week. The unions say they fear RFI will be killed off in order to provide more funding for France 24. Management already plans to move RFI out of the Radio France building in central Paris to a location closer to France 24. Further discussions between management and unions were being held in hope of reaching a rapprochement, but this seems unlikely. The RFI English website says our broadcasts and website are likely to be disrupted by industrial action over the next few days. And indeed, we were hearing music instead of English broadcasts, including on 7220 until 0630 UT, which was supposed to be in Hausa, but the past few days, even before then, we'd been hearing in English instead. The parallel frequency listed for Hausa at 06 to 630, 9805 was still in that language as of November 30th, and that service not subject to striking. Andy Sennett tells me he thinks those Hausa language programs for RFI are actually produced in Nigeria. I'd like some reports from Europe on 13640 between 1930 and 2030 UT, because both Radio Havana Cuba and All India Radio are broadcasting to Europe on that frequency at the same time. In DX India, Alokesh Gupta reports that All India Radio is airing running commentary of cricket matches between India and the West Indies from various stadia in India, first heard on November 29th, and further ones are scheduled on December 2nd, 5th, and 8th, all starting at 0900 UT, and on December 11th, starting at 1430. Of course, they keep going as long as necessary to cover the entire matches. Among the frequencies actually carrying this coverage on 60 meters are 4810, 4880, 4910, 5010, and 5040. Those were also monitored in Germany by Wolfgang Büschel until about 1700 on the 29th. In mid-November, in the WTFDA AM group, a number of medium wave DXers in Northeast America were reporting Iran on 1503 kilohertz. Not only Saudi Arabia making it over on 1521. For example, Mike Bugay in Connecticut heard Iran 1503 at 2310 UT on the 16th of November. Mark DiLorenzo in Massachusetts also reports it from midnight 11 to midnight 18 with religious flute music and somber male vocal music. That was just a few minutes later on UT November 17th. At that time, there was not much problem from Washington, D.C., WFED on 1500, and they were wondering if it was running lower power than usual. At 1455 UT on November 29th on 15760, a tone test was replaced by Israel Radio's trumpet interval signal, which is still to be heard on shortwave, but only during this Persian broadcast, or just before it, 1500 to 1630. However, Donny Rosenzweig found out that they're replacing that frequency December 5th with 9985, which will be much harder to hear in North America, right next to WWCR, and presumably also right next to WTWW when number 2 transmitter gets going. There is a second Israeli frequency, probably 13850, for this broadcast. Last week, we mentioned a scheduled maintenance period of British time signal station on longwave, MSF, and said it was in Scotland. Well, that's what our source said, but Dave Kinney reminds us it's really in Cumbria, England. The silent period is December 8th from 10 to 14 UT, when there may be a chance to hear JJY from Japan and get its special anniversary QSL. As of November 25th, there was another frequency change by Seabreeze from Tokyo, Japan, to North Korea, the service about North Korean abductions of Japanese citizens, 1330 to 1430 UT. It had been on 5910 for a few weeks, but now it's on 6135 again. And English is reliably heard only on Fridays. Also reported by Martin Rot in the Netherlands. In Media Network, Radio Netherlands Program Distribution says the final date of testing of the new transmitter in Madagascar on 21480 was November 25th. The transmitter will be shortly taken into service within the regular schedule, replacing one of the old Philips transmitters that will be taken out of service. In a further comment, Rokus explained that the transmitters moved in from Sweden are 500 kilowatts, but we'll run them between 100 and 250 because the feeder lines, balance, and antenna matrix switches were designed for 300 kilowatts, and 250 is enough to put a solid signal into the target areas. Also, these transmitters are more efficient than the old ones. They're smaller and semi-automated. That's a big advantage, and they can still order spare parts, which wasn't the case with the Philips. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1593. Much more information in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, upon which this program is based, number 11-48, which you may find via worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Scott Gamble, who sent a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702, USA. Mauritania had been absent from its only shortwave frequency, 7245, since last heard on November 2nd, but it was back on November 26th, reported by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin at 2258, and by Theo Donnelly in B.C. at 2315. We also heard it November 27th at 0633 with Arabic talk and music, an ID in a mixture of French and Arabic, it seemed, at 0700. Martin Rode in the Netherlands was first to hear it back November 26th at 1803, reporting to Shortwave Bulletin. Since then, it appears to be running all night, although you never know for sure what they'll be doing. I've heard it at an earlier hour, 0407 November 28th. Morocco continues to stick to its new frequency we revealed last week, 15349.14, apparently for its entire broadcast day, which means it's colliding with different stations than before. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says it was already on the air at 1010 UT November 29th, although Turkey was also on at that time on 15350.045, and China as well on the even frequency in between. All this made for a terrible mess mixture. Here's another NID broadcaster inside everyone's 40-meter handband on 7110. November 30th at 1416, I was getting some very weak and fluttery music on the AM mode. Clear of interference for a bit, but then there were some hams calling CQ and CW. Joe's Jacob had first reported in the DX South Asia group November 28th at 1316 after tuning in at 1235. The language was confirmed to be Burmese by another Indian DXer, Babu Gupta, who speaks the language. The hours on the air are approximately 1230 to 1430. Victor Gunatelaga in Sri Lanka thinks it's from inside Burma, but it's not yet identified, and it was not parallel to any of the known Myanmar frequencies 5775, 5915, or 5985, according to Joe's Jacob. Martin Groot in Netherlands also had it audible November 29th from tune-in at 12:15 until sign-off at 14:30. Via Jimber Gaviria, Radio Netherlands' Spanish mailbag program, Cartas Arroba RN, has been discussing the uncertain future of Radio Netherlands, including Spanish broadcasts. It's not yet been decided. However, their new mandate is to serve areas where freedom of expression is lacking. So it seems to me they will certainly have to continue broadcasting in Spanish to Cuba. So far, I've had no luck, but there's several pirates in North America on 1710 kilohertz, a frequency which most medium-wave radios will tune to, although there are no licensed stations. Tim Tromp in Western Michigan reports a couple of them early on Thanksgiving, November 24th. Past 0600 was undercover radio, apparently the shortwave station being transmitted here by someone. And from 0730 past 0820, the Big Q, a pirate on 1710, playing Chicken Man and other bits, one which he's heard a number of times before. I mentioned last week that Radio Pakistan's English newscast at 17 UT had been heard on 9470. So I also tried for it November 24th, tuning in early, and I was hearing sitar music, and then realized that 9470 is also the frequency of All India Radio. In fact, they run it all night there, meaning all day here. And they've been doing so on that frequency for many years. Pakistan's frequency manager should have known that before choosing 9470 for their own broadcast. Previous season, they were on 9350. So we have these two bad neighbors colliding over a shortwave frequency. However, India is also to blame for not registering any of its current shortwave frequencies with HFCC. Although listed as inactive in this year's WRTH, Azad Kashmir Radio is heard on 7265 exactly, November 28th, until sign-off at 12:09, says Martin Groot in the Netherlands. Mano Rijala confirms, yes, they are active again on 7265, probably the same new transmitter also used on 3975. Pedro F. Arunatagi near Lima files another of his monthly Chasqui DX reports from Peru concerning stations in Peru. Of particular interest is 5459.90 Radio La Voz de Bolivar in Bolivar La Libertad, Peru. He heard it November 3rd from midnight 27 until it cut off the air suddenly at 0135. They were playing folk music and sending messages. He also stayed tuned for another 20 minutes, but it didn't come back. The next morning, he checked the frequency between 10 and 12 UT, but nothing was heard. And the following evening, from 2200 to midnight 30, he says they signed on at midnight UT, but not with the national anthem. If you might enjoy listening to the Catholic Mass as an art form in a language you do not understand, may I suggest Polish radio is relayed via Canada 15260. It seems almost the entire hour on UT Saturdays from 2200 is a mass in Polish. I wonder if they also do Jewish services. Fat chance, although Polish radio is one of very few shortwave stations broadcasting on shortwave in Hebrew. Unless you can get it in DRM on other frequencies, Wolfgang Büschel says the 1800 English broadcast from Romania is hard to hear in Europe. Their website says 7415 is on AM, but that has heavy interference from the China radio war. He does actually hear it on an unlisted frequency. Well, it is listed in the B11 schedule, 11955. But poor reception there as it's too high that late in the evening. It does reach, however, across the Atlantic, 15:09 in North Carolina. Well, there are no more Radio St. Helena days on shortwave, it seems, but there is a way to hear St. Helena otherwise. In the Media Network blog, November 24th, Andy Sennett says, I've been listening online to St. FM from St. Helena. There's great excitement on the small remote island because papers have been signed to build an airport, which will open in about 5 years. Tourist numbers are expected to rise from 1,000 a year to 30,000. He says, I hope and pray the lifestyle, quality of life, and culture of St. Helena will not suffer too much. But a colleague made a very valid point that the sort of people who would visit St. Helena are not your run-of-the-mill tourist and will hopefully respect those things. The island does need an influx of new money and has been steadily losing population over the last several decades, now down to just over 4,000. Those who listened eagerly to Radio St. Helena Day on shortwave will be pleased to hear that Tony Leo, who retired in 2004 after 29 years with Radio St. Helena, has a weekly show on St. FM every Wednesday at 15 to 17 UT. He's still full of life, a great sense of humor. The audio stream is only 32K, but you can understand why, because of the high price of broadband. The website is nice and simple, www.saint.fm. In bclnews.it, Luca Botofiore in Italy is wondering if Radio Free Sarawak has gone off the air again. He was not hearing it November 27th on 17560. Could have been transmitter problems in Tajikistan. The time it had been on the air was 10 until 12 UT. The 1 kilohertz tone jammer we used to hear around 05 UT against Radio Dabanga for Sudan on 13620 has moved to its new frequency in the evenings, 15535. For the 1530 to 1627 broadcast, as I heard November 24th, just before it ended at 1623. The tone jamming was still running all by itself at 1707. Where is this coming from? Is it from inside Sudan or outside by a co-conspirator? VOA Greenville recently offered to QSL Direct with its own card showing their curtain antennas. Lots of reception reports, especially from abroad, should help encourage the powers that be in Washington that this shortwave site is still being listened to and worth keeping on the air. Its close down has already been postponed more than once. You can find the current Greenville frequencies as well as all other IBB channels at hfcc.org. Look for the schedules by broadcaster for the B11 season. The QSL details, no return postage is necessary. Reports should be sent by postal mail to VOA Transmitting Station, 3913 VOA Site B Road, Grimesland, North Carolina, 27837-8977, USA. The address is not in Greenville, but spelled Grimesland. Thanks to an inquiry from Jim Pogue, I'm reminded to tell everyone about an excellent resource, a list of NBFM stations on the 11-meter band in the U.S. Only three are usually reported, and apparently they're on the air constantly, and they get out widely when propagation favors 11 meters, as it does a lot lately. Two in Fort Worth on 25910 and 25990, and one in Denver on 25950. But here's the list of hundreds more of them, and I'd be interested to know if anyone ever hears any of the others. www.dxinfocenter.com/stl.htm. STL stands for Studio Transmitter Link, although that's not really the function of these 11-meter band outlets. The regular time for World of Radio on WBCQ 7490 is Thursdays at 22:30 UT. However, I happen to be tuning in Tuesday, November 29th at 22:35, and there was World of Radio being replayed again. I don't know if that was filling in for something else or a permanent change, but you might also want to check Tuesdays as well as Thursdays at 22:30 for World of Radio on WBCQ. The new Calabus shortwave site of Radio Nacional de Venezuela, within its own country instead of Cuba, was supposed to be on the air by now. However, it's been delayed again. Yimber Gaviria and Arnaldo Slein found their website had been altered to say that the new target date is the end of September 2012. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued November 29th, ANK indices, mostly 5 and 2, no higher than 8 and 4, December 9th, 10th, and 23rd. Solar flux rising from 140 December 1st to a peak of 160 December 12th to 18th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1593.